2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com, Mitch Harper here with BYU wide receiver Gunnar Romney as preparations continue between BYU and Tennessee, week two action in college football. And Gunnar coming off a tough loss in the rivalry, but got to move forward. There's still 11 games. That's, I think, one of the good things about having that rivalry game in week one is season's not over. What's kind of the morale that, you know, you and the rest of the guys have had since that loss?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're taking it as a learning experience. I mean, you can't dwell on a loss like that. We always say you can't let a team beat you twice. So, I mean, obviously we got to learn from our mistakes, but bounce back. It's in the past. We can't do anything about it now. So we just got to focus on the task at hand, which is Tennessee this week. So we're all preparing for that.
Three receptions for 33 yards you had. How did you assess your individual play against Utah in the film study over the weekend?
I mean, obviously there's tons of things you got to work on. It was good to get out there and get the jitters out first game. But, you know, just hoping to build off that performance and just progress throughout the year and try and just get better and better.
What's the key to, you know, having separation against man press defenses? I mean, it's one thing to talk about it in a film study or getting that advice, but actually applying it to a game, what do you feel is the key in that regard?
It's just repetition, just practice. You just can't get into the game and then freeze and just not know what to do. It's just football at the end of the day. So you practice every single day, man to man. You just gotta put that technique to work, and obviously you gotta know your man, film study, and so you just have to, just the stage can't be too big for you. You just gotta go to work.
Do you guys get individual grades like the day after a game concludes? The coaches give you that? How does that whole thing work out?
Yeah, I mean, we have film study. We all grade ourselves, and coach gives us an individual grade, which we try to take as learning experience. You try to take it with a grain of salt and just like build off of it.
What's been what's now your motivation going forward? I mean, I know that we didn't get the start coming into week one, but are you motivated to try and continue to compete and get that starting job again?
Yeah, I mean, we got pretty equal reps. I'm just doing whatever's best for the team right now. I mean, if coach sees it another way, then I'm okay with it. Just trying to do what I can to best contribute.
That's a good point. I mean, because I mean, it does seem like the whole collection of the unit that you guys did get a fair amount of opportunity and chances and targets. How did the overall offense, you feel, perform against Utah, who's considered one of the better defenses?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, it was a huge learning experience. We were moving the ball pretty good, but we just kept kicking ourselves in the foot, and we can't do that. We can't beat ourselves. We have to not make those same mistakes that we made, and so I think it showed a lot of promise of what this offense can do. But we just gotta focus in and really dial it in.
What are your thoughts on Tennessee's secondary, and do they have any similarities to that of Utah?
You know, I don't think they play as aggressive as Utah, but they have some great athletes. They don't really give up a lot of big plays like that. So it'll be another challenge. It'll be another fun week to go in and compete.
And then finally for you, Gunnar, I mean, is this the biggest venue, I mean, once you get there, that you've ever played on? BYU is a great atmosphere as well, but man, 100,000+ potentially, that's got to be a pretty cool setting for you as a guy that maybe has always wanted to be in college football. How are you viewing the opportunity to play in Neyland Stadium?
I'm super excited. It's gonna be an awesome opportunity to go in there and play in front of 100,000+ probably. And so I'm just looking forward to it, looking forward to being in that environment, and hopefully coming out with the win.
Well, good luck, Gunnar. Stay healthy, and look forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.